From the earliest Christian time, the rose has been a symbol of divine love. It gently reaches across the ages in ancient illuminations and freely spills from the pens and brushes of countless poets and artists. Echoing through our sanctuaries in the melodies and texts of many beloved carols, it brings to life the beautiful visions of biblical prophets and the hope of early Christian pilgrims. Today, the rose remains a vital expression of love and peace, both inside the church and the outside world. Her appearance in the garden is a treasured harbinger of the coming spring's abundance. As a gift, the rose's delicate beauty is usually reserved for the most meaningful expressions of the heart. No flower holds our dreams of love more beautifully than she. It is in that same spirit that the present work was conceived and written. It is our sincerest prayer that as Christ, the Rose of Sharon, opens before you this Christmas, your spirit will be encouraged by the beauty of God's greatest gift. Let the words and music of this cantata remind you that even in the deepest winter, we are people of joy and life, children of the garden. While the world lies frozen beneath the chilling breath of winter, a spotless rose blooms. Against the harsh surroundings, its beauty unfolds one petal at a time. The winter rose is born so that the garden might be restored.
Sweet perfume. Jesus, come today. Come, come, Lord Jesus, come. When will he come, the Rose of Sharon? When will he come in peace to reign? When will he come in power and glory? When will he wipe our tears away? Come, 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 Lord Jesus, come today. Jesus, come. When will he come? When will he come? When will he come? Come, Lord Jesus. When will he come and free our souls? When will the glory of Zion descend? Oh, when will he come and set our hearts singing? When will the glorious day?
Israel says, the rain and the snow come down from heaven. They water the earth, causing it to bud and flourish. In the cold of winter, you will be like a well-watered garden. Your Redeemer, the Rose of Sharon, will come to Zion. Blessed are all who wait for him.
Thank you.
valley will be lifted high and every mountain made low. Spring will drive winter away and the garden will rejoice. Like the rose, it will burst into bloom and the glory of the Lord, the splendor of God, will be revealed. Midwinter, frosty wind made moan. Earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone, long, long ago.
To a tiny stable lowly, long time ago, came the sun. Thank you.
fragile infant entrusted to Mary and Joseph is the promised one. With wonder, the couple ponders their sacred charge.
Little Jesus in my arms,
little Jesus, Holy One,
close your dreary eyes. Dream of stars and angel songs.
I will stay here by your side,
sleep in peace tonight. Sleep in peace tonight.
Sleep in peace tonight. Holy Jesus, gift divine,
I will sing to sleep your fears.
You are safe, my child.
I will kiss away your tears.
Sleep in peace tonight.
Sleep in peace tonight.
Sleep in peace tonight.
I recall on the day,
upon the day,
when the angel came
in mystery and heavenly power. God prepared a vessel to hold his precious blood. Little Jesus, Holy Child,
one day the world will know.
You are heaven's miracle.
Only God can make a rose.
The birth of Jesus is replete with contrast. The Christ child sent from the riches of heaven is born into the household of a poor carpenter. Though he possesses the universe, no one grants him shelter, and he is laid in a manger. The bread of life, laid to sleep in a feeding trough. And although he was long awaited, his birth would go unnoticed were it not for a chorus of angels rousing shepherds from their slumber. Terrified at first, the shepherds are awestruck by the sight and sound of these heavenly beings. Against a backdrop of dazzling light, their unearthly singing is a call to joy, their wings stirring up an infectious rhythm. Captivated by the song, the shepherds are led in a jubilant rush toward the stable. unexpectedly, these tenders of sheep dance into the very presence of God's own lamb.
So
winter is past. The rains are over and gone. Once more, the winter rose blooms in the fertile soil of our souls. The Spirit is poured upon us from on high, its fragrance filling our hearts. The garden has been restored. Be joyful. The season for singing has come.